check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Babu. To Carl Wade Jr. His show's so great. And OG Valley started repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good. But you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1. I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. If it's Wednesday, my dear friend and one of the funniest men in all of these United States, ladies and gentlemen, Arsenio Hall. Nice to see you, dude.
Oh, man. It's probably people in their car saying, is Chris Rock on Wednesday? Chris Rock on. Oh.
It's Arsenio Hall.
Oh. Hey, where were you during the earthquake, man?
Well, I was at home.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, you say it like you're holding out. Like, were you making love? And was it an afternoon delight or something?
I feel like such an a-hole, but I was actually just sort of starting to get up. I was watching TV and sitting in my underwear watching TV.
Wait, what time did the earthquake?
11:40.
Damn.
I'm not embarrassed by it anymore.
But your mom would be so disappointed. She taught you better than that. Yo, she said get up even if you don't have something to do.
I know. Thank God. I hate to say this, but I will no longer be lectured by this Mary Ann.
So you were being all coy. I thought you were busy or something.
I am no longer. See, everybody has always been, has like shamed me because I'm the guy that gets up late every day. But I go to bed at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm up all night. I'm like, you know, nobody ever got down on Frank Sinatra for staying up until 8 a.m.
Yeah,
but for some reason, I take all
coke,
the heat.
Allegedly.
Oh, he was?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I said allegedly, man. I hear what you're saying. I'm a night person.
I'm up all night. I love being up at night. It's quiet. I watch news. I listen to the police scanner. I watch these guys, I listen to the helicopters over there.
Tim. You could next time you tell the story, you could leave the police scanner thing out because that
know.
Just it just screams loser.
Well,
the police scanner, you don't even have a police scanner.
I carry it in the car usually.
Oh wow!
for a couple reasons. One is I used to live in a really crappy neighborhood, and I used to listen to the police scanner and find out which streets I shouldn't take when I go home. But I do listen to the police scanner. We have a helicopter above our house, probably about once or twice a week. And I'll flip it on and see what's happening in the neighborhood. And it's a great deterrent when you think that somebody is, like, robbing your house. You turn that on, yeah. And they're like, whoa, does
breaker,
a cop
breaker.
Live here?
Yeah, you get all, yeah. Well, yeah. I should have had one during the earthquake because I could have kind of gauged traffic better. If you're going towards Pasadena when there's an earthquake, the freeway fills up, because, you know, Caltech is out there. The freeway fills up with little lesbian women with short haircuts and glasses heading for Caltech. Just cars full of them. You know, cars full of little female scientists headed to Caltech. And I couldn't get through. I was like, man, but it's all these ladies with little short haircuts and little glasses.
Yeah. What's her name? Kate Hutton or...
One of those ladies?
Yeah. But she's still around.
Is she still around?
She's been calling earthquakes since, the great San Francisco quake.
Yeah, I also,
1906, I believe.
I also saw a story on CNN, and you can tell your wife about this. There's a lady, she's an astrologer, called Heather the Cosmos Gal.
Hmm.
And they showed her, she was actually taping her show when the earthquake hit. And it's the greatest testament to how much BS is involved in that whole business, because she looks up and says, oh my gosh, an earthquake. You're the astrology lady.
Right.
You're the Cosmos Gal.
Right.
You were supposed to know yesterday. You shouldn't have even been under the hot lights. I mean, she kind of proved that it's all BS. The Cosmos Gal was surprised by the earthquake. And one other thing, Tim, I hadn't stocked up on beef jerky, and apparently the lady at Caltech says that's what you should have a lot of.
Beef jerky?
Beef jerky. Apparently it lasts forever.
And it tightens you up, too.
It tightens you. And you know who else is tightening up? Let me show you this. Check this out.
What do you got going here?
I bought a whole case
But look, you know, I'm a stand-up. I got to stick with my stand-up.
Jeff Worthy has his own...
Jeff Foxworthy has his own beef... Check his own...
Jesus
look
Christ.
At that.
Jeff Foxworthy has his own beef jerky.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know me. If there's
you
a
know
product,
you're white trash when you have your face on a bag of beef jerky.
You're not going to get me beat up by hillbillies. I bought that because he's a stand-up, and I like to support. If there was a Jamie Foxx ragu sauce,
I would get that.
You know, I'm a stand-up, and I stick with my stand-ups. Mm. Tim is looking at a bag of Jeff Foxworthy beef jerky, and it's the original flavor.
Oh,
if you got to get beef jerky.
Listen to what it says on the back of this. You know.
Leave it to you to read.
It says, warning, this jerky tastes so good, you'll want to eat it naked, but don't. All right.
He's a comic.
Jeff's,
you didn't expect him to just put nutritional information on the back without some one-liners.
Yeah, but I expect comedy, then, if he's a comic.
You should read the back of that Yakov Smirnoff beef jerky. Ooh, yeah. Not a laugh on it.
In America, you eat beef jerky. In Russia, beef jerky eats you. Oh, Babu. Only in this country, man, does that egg survive. Mm. All right. This is a piece of news that has become official here. And it was today, yesterday. It's been going on for a little while here. But Los Angeles, Reuters is reporting this, July 30th. The Los Angeles City Council unanimously voted on Tuesday to put a one-year ban on new fast food restaurants in the city's poorest areas, marking the latest effort to fight the rising obesity.
Now, Tim, listen, be real quiet just for a second. You can hear black people cheering all over the city.
Oh, yeah.
The white man is going to help us stop being obese. They're going to close the restaurants. You know that? This, I'm going to let you finish, but you know where I'm going to go on this.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But go on. Finish.
If approved by the mayor, and I'm sure he will because it was a 13-0 vote, the ordinance will put a moratorium on construction of new fast food outlets in a 32-square-mile area of Los Angeles. That's pretty big. What is that?
Compton.
Yeah.
You know, let me guess.
32 square miles.
Inglewood.
Be 5.5 miles by 5.5 by 5.5.
Yes.
Like a big cube?
Boy, you're amazing with the math skills and everything. I'm sitting here saying, oh, what's a yard?
Six would be 36 square miles. All right, it's close to six. The change would affect about 500,000 Angelenos living in the area, and that supporters say it already has about 400 fast food eateries, a few grocery stores, and other outlets for fresh, healthy food.
This is when white people sit in a conference room and say, the blacks and the Mexicans can't control themselves.
Right, that's right.
We must stop them from eating.
Well, what the city council is saying is that black people aren't smart enough to eat healthy, so we have to do it for them. It's a tremendous insult.
If you don't build another... And by the way, I'm happy they're stopping on the McDonald's construction because I looked outside this morning. They're actually putting the McDonald's in my yard. Nobody asked me nothing. I look and I see the golden arches laying sideways. They're about to construct them. And then this law apparently got to the contractor and they stopped. But yo, man, this is like... Oh, okay. I can't find a pork chop sandwich if you don't build another McDonald's. If I want to get fat, I can still find some sauce and a sandwich.
Yeah.
I can find a McRib sandwich somewhere else.
The one on Wilbur and Ventura,
which is
the one I go to, Wilbur and Ventura, there's a McDonald's there. They're doing some construction in the dining room, so I asked the guy, what are you doing? They're putting in another McDonald's within the goddamn McDonald's. There's two of them right there. But you go to Home Depot, they got a McDonald's, which is great because you walk around Home Depot and you smell those French fries.
Yeah, and if you
I went to McDonald's today.
Really? Home Depot?
No, the one on Haskell and Ventura.
Okay, you know what I've been doing? Go to Walmart, and after you pay for your stuff and they give you your bags, they literally will have your McDonald's ready.
Yeah.
At Walmart. I mean,
yeah,
they said, and here's your guitar, and here's your jerky, and here are your fries. I was like, wow! I love it. America.
It's going to affect half million Angelenos, and they say there's 400 fast food joints there. The 13-0 vote came about a year after research found that roughly 30% of children living in the South Los Angeles area, West Adams, Baldwin Hills, and is it Limert?
Limert Park, maybe, I think.
Yeah, Limert Park. I guess in the rest of the city, it's 21%. In South Central, it's 30%. That's not that big a deal. It's 9%. What's the beef? Where's the beef? But the moratorium would be accompanied by moves to encourage more grocery chains, fresh food stores.
Tim, it was unanimously.
What's a fresh food store?
Fresh food store?
Is that a
That's where you don't see mold on the cheese. You know, hey, this is a fresh look. That's new cheese. This is a fresh food store.
Oh, Whole Foods, I guess. Would
oh,
be
Whole
Foods.
Okay, yeah, like yeah. Bristol Farms.
Yeah. I guess that.
Tim, this was a unanimous. That means not 13 one person.
Nothing.
No, nobody in the room said. I think the black people and the Mexicans can control their appetites.
It's
no.
And it's a tremendous insult. And it's probably an illegal thing to do. I'm sure that, you know, Carl's Jr. or McDonald's will probably fight this.
Yo, you can't make me go get a McBroccoli sandwich. I'm sorry.
No. And you know what? Listen, in an area, and I understand, I understand that when you live in an area that, you know, that the violence is higher and that the employment is lower and you're not thinking about global warming. You're thinking about how to, you know, pay your effing mortgage and your car payments, that you may also not either have the money or have the desire to sit down and wait for, you know, an hour for a broccoli sandwich, right? That you got to get in and, you know, you get that food. It's inexpensive. The kids eat it. The kids like it. Mm-hmm. And, okay, somebody's going to be fat, all right? That's just going to happen. But the L.A. City Council cannot reduce the obesity rate in South Central Los Angeles. It's impossible to do.
Yeah, this is nuts, man.
It is absolutely crazy to do.
And meanwhile,
and by the way,
there's a white man named Haystacks Calhoun out in Agoura Hills. Ain't nobody controlling him.
Right.
Ain't nobody telling him, you got to eat better, Haystacks. No. You know, white man can eat all the McRib sandwiches he wants.
It's the most racist piece of legislation that the L.A. City Council has ever put together.
Because
what they're saying is white people in Woodland Hills... even black people will know.
Yeah, me.
White people in the Valley, white people in Orange County, white people in Long Beach and in Buena Park. All you people are okay, but it's the black people. We gotta show them how to eat because they're not eating properly.
Wow.
It is. You know, I have a feeling. First of all, if I lived in South Central L.A., I'd be down at City Hall right now mm-hmm. with a torch and a chain and try to bust a window and get it rolling.
This is exciting. It's like I'm watching the budding career of Martin Luther Conway Jr.
It's such an insult. It really truly is. I'm sure that there are some areas of the San Fernando Valley where obesity matches that of South Central. I'm sure that's happened.
You know,
they won't tell white people what they can eat, but they'll tell black people what they can eat.
He's getting fired up over these black issues, my brothers. Y'all listening in your cars out there? Tim Conway is down with us.
Yeah,
you Hispanic brothers, you black brothers, Tim wants us to be able to get a sandwich if we want a sandwich.
I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, if people in South Central Los Angeles wanted, you know, Whole Foods on every corner, then there would be a Whole Foods on every corner.
And the bottom line, Tim, is, you know, in many issues like this, and we've talked about this, education comes in the home from your parents. You will learn about nutrition in school. And beyond that, that's all we can do as a society. Your choices are yours. That's what makes it America. At that point, if you choose to eat an artery sandwich,
right?
You know, if you
that's
want
your choice,
hardened artery casserole,
right?
Go for it.
Yeah,
we have. You know, I mean, but this is nuts to stop building McDonald's.
I know, and stop building. You know, and some of the fast food places are fairly healthy. Like a Subway is a fairly healthy place to eat.
Exactly.
You know that guy, who's the guy that lost all the weight there?
Dan?
Jared.
Who
Jared.
Is it? No, Jared, yeah.
Yeah, Jared.
Yeah, Jared lost an S-load of weight.
Dan.
He doesn't seem happy, skinny. You notice? Didn't he seem happier when he was fat?
Well, yeah, he was eating all that great food.
Yeah, now he's with the submarine sandwiches, and he just doesn't seem happy. Maybe he's going through a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Is that possible? But he doesn't seem like all that thrilled.
But clearly, he broke up with a sandwich.
And you know what? All these fast food places are, you know, they all have salads now. They're all trying, you know, to turn people's eating habits around. But they can't force a salad down your throat, you know?
Exactly. Because I'll be honest with you. You know, if you don't build a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, I will find one.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If there's a number two, you know, a special.
Right.
That's, I think that's with greens and grits. But if, whatever the number two special is, I'm gonna find it.
Right.
If I have to go to Canada, I'm gonna find it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now the people in South Central Los Angeles, because of the moratorium, there may be some jobs lost as well.
Yeah, that's a
good
point.
I mean, you know, the economics of this thing doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, when I look at Oprah, a lot of people say, wow, she's overweight. I say, she's keeping folks employed.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's how I look at fat.
What do you think about this crazy city council being outwardly racist towards a certain part of Los Angeles, and nobody gets down on him? Al Sharpton's not out here.
Right.
You know, getting down on the city council.
Well,
Jesse Jackson's
not
around.
That might have been a bad example, Al Sharpton, because this is probably one issue he's not going to mess with.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he comes down distinctly on a certain side of this issue, you know.
I mean, he should dress up as Ronald McDonald and go down to the city hall.
You know, he'll probably get involved in that hot comb ban, but not this one.
But it's just treating, and it's mostly in this area. I think I'm correct here. Mostly black people live in that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We know what this is about.
So it's treating black people like children.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's interesting, though? Sometimes I come down on the wrong side of the issue. We might get some black people who call us and say, now, baby, this is the way it need to be. They need to close. I got two McDonald's. One on each side of my house. I got two McDonald's. It is wrong. It just had to stop, baby. I love you, Tim. I listen every night. I listen when you're there with the Casey Kasem daughter. And who? Honey, what's the whole name that has 500 men? The Sam Phillips.
Sure.
I learned from Sam Phillips. And you what's the colored boy name you had a talk show? I love you. What I send you?
Sounds like our biggest fan.
And on Thursday, I know what Jesse's saying. I love what Jesse's saying. But Tim, let them not build no more.
That hot comb band.
You know, my favorite fast food sort of district in all of Los Angeles. I used to live in Seal Beach, and I drove to the station here, which is on Wilshire. We used to be at the 3500 block of Wilshire. Now we've moved a little west. But they're on Figueroa, right near USC, there's about 19 fast food places. You've got your Jack in the Box, your Subway, Arby's. The whole run is there.
Grease is us.
Oh, it's so great.
I love it. Grease on a sandwich.
El Pollo Loco. And isn't El Pollo Loco like a healthy food to eat?
Yeah, I go there and I get a salad type. Well, I see lettuce. I don't know if it's a salad, but it looks like a salad and it has beans on the side.
Yeah, you can get healthy stuff almost anywhere now.
And little pieces of chicken on top of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's cooked over an open flame.
Yeah, you enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
there.
It's not fried.
Right.
But you know what? Look, we've been headed down this route. They even tried to hide KFC from black people by making it an acronym and changing it from Kentucky Fried Chicken. For like a week, black people were like, hey, that looked like the same white man on the bucket, though. They're trying to hide it under the acronym of KFC.
And they tried to sell us all with Kitchen Fresh Chicken for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are like, no way, man.
Have you tried these? Have you tried this extra crispy? This is the same Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, this is fried chicken. That's what we like.
It's interesting that black people get caught up in the chicken-eating stereotype, yet the most prolific chicken-cooking man on the planet is a white man with a cane.
Is a white man from the South.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not. But we get blamed. I guess
right.
He cooks it and we eat it all up. Okay. It's just us. It's just us.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to my good friend Randy, who calls us every once in a while. Randy from Watts, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hi, Timmy. It really makes me upset to realize we've allowed this communist to be the mayor of Los Angeles. This man is completely out of his mind.
Well,
I mean,
on the surface, it does seem a little crazy. Now, are you in this area where the fast food moratorium?
I'm right here. Right now, I'm right here at the window at Louis Burgers right now, making my pickup.
Good
but the reality of it is, you got a lot of jobs that are going to be lost, and a lot of small businessmen that own these franchises are not going to have the opportunity to get over the $100,000, $200,000 income.
Oh yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah, and then but the slap it up. Hold on, let me give my money.
You got it.
You're on the radio right now, baby.
Grab me a two-piece, bro. Grab me a two-piece with a biscuit and some Mac on the side.
No, we going pastrami tonight. But, Not only this moratorium from this madness. Monday, you heard we had to sue him for him telling all of us independent truckers that we were no longer going to be able to have a job as an independent trucker in the port of Los Angeles, and we would have to work for the white man.
You talking about Villaraigosa, our mayor?
Yes. We had to sue. Kimmy's aware of it.
Wait a minute, but why? I don't understand why they wouldn't let independent truckers down. There was a safety issue?
No, the issue is somebody got paid off a lot of money by a organized union to eliminate 16,000 independent truckers, and you know me for a long time.
You bet.
Yeah, I've been an independent trucker since I was 18 years old. Extra pickles on that.
Yo, man, you didn't get pickles on your pastrami.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right, but I mean, and here, October the 1st, we were going to have to discontinue being able to come into the port. Now, this is out of South Central. These 16,000 Hispanic and black truckers live. We're buying these little houses down here for $500,000 and $600,000, these $10,000 houses. We're living in this madness, you know, and we're scratching our way to the middle.
Right.
And he says, no, we want you to go to work for, you know, Massa, Cambridge, and he's going to pay you $12 an hour, plus he might give you some benefits.
Right. No, Randy, we thank you for calling, but it's the second.
Later, Randy, and pull them pickles, man. Pull
yeah,
them pickles
Randy's
off,
great.
Yeah.
He's been calling us for years. As a matter of fact, when I wanted to buy a weapon, he told me he could set me up. I don't know what that means, if it was a legal one or not, but he...
I'm just shocked that you admitted you have a weapon. You've been squirrely every time I asked you about weapons.
Yeah, I know. It's not...
Right on. I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah,
right on. Yeah,
it's a sword. all right. Is the city council racist? In my opinion, they are. They're limiting... There's a moratorium now on fast food joints in South Central Los Angeles that includes West Adams and Baldwin Hills. Lemert Park?
I think it's Lemert.
Park.
But you getting me confused now because every time you say it different. And it's
Lemert Park.
By the way, I'm changing my name to Arsonio next week.
Yes. So all right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We'll take some of your phone calls. Here it is, the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just minding my business, eating food and finger licking. This dude walked in, looking strange and kind of funny. Went up to the front with a menu and his money. He didn't walk straight, kind of side to side. He asked this old lady,
Yo, is this Kentucky Fried?
The lady said, yeah, smiling. He smiled back. He gave a quarter and his order.
Small fries.